The first book that I know that you published was called The Peaceable Classroom. What was that about? What was the objective of it?
Well, I became a Quaker in the 60s because I was passionately a pacifist, and I can never remember a time when I wasn't. So that was always very important to me. I was a Catholic and also a very keen Catholic, definitely not what some people characterize as a recovering Catholic. But I started going to Quaker meeting because it was impossible to be a conscientious objector as a Catholic. At that time, it is now, I should say at that time and with that particular draft board that I was working with as I was counseling young students. And so the Quaker way, after I began to attend meeting, is of course to examine your own life and circumstances and to see whether war is implicit in your daily actions. And so as a teacher, I was interested in examining whether the daily actions of my life contributed to war or peace. And that's why I began to write that book.